It's 105.1 Jack FM in County 10. We are here on the scene. It's Jared and Shireen for Fremont Eats, where we are telling you about all the great local food places that we have in the area and supporting eating local. One of my favorite things to do with my family is to go out and grab a bite to eat together, share some memories, and of course go out and do something fun to follow or before. And we're here at Brown Sugar. We're on the corner of Main and Second, and we've got Amanda, the owner, with us. Amanda, how's it going?
Good on this beautiful day.
I know. We're drinking coffee, having a good time.
Yeah. Last time we had you in the studio, you did a little coffee tasting. What's new in the coffee world? Do you have any new selections here? You've always got the best beans in Riverton.
Yeah. They do have a beet latte, which is cool.
A lot of people ask us about that. So we take organic beetroot powder, and then we season it. So we do a blend of like cayenne pepper and cinnamon, and then a little bit of honey, and then we blend that together with hot water, and then we make it like a latte. So it has like the steamed milk.
And it seems pretty healthy too. I mean, beets are great for energy. Honey is a great local source of sugar.
Yep, and we get all of our honey locally. And it's good for your allergies. Beets are also good for antioxidants, good for your blood. I think they taste like dirt most of the time, so we fix it. So
that's what I love about this place. You always seem to be creating something a little outside the box.
Yeah, I think it, it helps that we travel a lot and we get ideas a lot and try to bring new things here or trending things here and kind of stay on top of it. Coffee-wise, like Jared was saying, we're getting into some of our spring blends. We'll be releasing that soon. We're doing the soccer fundraiser right now for the soccer team. So they're out selling spring blend. So we'll release our spring blend when they get their order done. So that's coming. Oh, Indian Monsoon Malabar is in season right now. I know I have a lot of customers that really enjoy that. So every season that happens.
What can you tell me more?
Yeah. That's so it's kind of an interesting way to do coffee, and it sounds just like it really happens, like it's monsooned. So what they do is they harvest all this coffee in India, and they lay it out on the beaches old school style, and they basically let the weather do the processing of it, and then they gather it back up. So it's got a lot of earthy notes to it, some chocolatey undertones too, but it is one of our most earthy coffees. So I have some major followers of that. So that just got released as well. So we do breakfast and lunch. We do breakfast all day, Monday through Friday. We also do a full brunch menu that includes breakfast, lunch, and brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. And now we also do dinner, which is a higher end dinner. We have a steakhouse. We do a lot of seafood, pastas, our tapas menu that's quite creative and locally oriented, Thursday nights through Sunday nights now.
We chatted with Leslie on one of our most recent podcasts.
Yes,
got to talk to your bartender, or your baristas a little bit, not bartenders, baristas. I'm looking at the wine menu.
It seems
like you've got a great staff here.
I do, yeah. And, you know, I'm lucky a lot of restaurants are having staffing issues. And, you know, we have our troubles here and there too, but I feel like I have a pretty solid team that has allowed us, even through COVID, to stay open 7 days a week.
Well, we can't wait to talk to you again. We'll be back. We want to make this kind of a rotating thing where we get to make sure we visit on a regular basis and just keep it alive when it comes to coming out together and enjoying a good meal, great coffee, and some good memories.
Fantastic. And when we start getting our new building built, I'll invite you guys over so we can kind of tour that together.
Great.
And get a feel for that.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys.